Hi, you're listening to the Witness History Podcast from the BBC World Service. I'm taking you back to 2003, when one of Nigeria's first female Muslim lawyers saved a young mother from a gruesome punishment.
Just 30 years old and sentenced to death by public stoning, her only crime, giving birth to her daughter out of wedlock.
In 2002, Amina Lawal, a divorced mother from a rural village in northern Nigeria, was convicted of adultery in an Islamic Sharia court.
With the case of Amina, there were so many pressures. You know, I had a lot of death threats.
That's Hawa Ibrahim, a human rights lawyer with a record of defending people from severe punishments. On hearing about Amina's case from a BBC journalist, she visited the young mother's village to see if she would like her help. But the initial meeting did not go as expected.
And I spoke to Amina. She had a baby. And she had a bit of an attitude. If you want to help me, okay. If you don't want to help me, okay.
Were you surprised by Amina's attitude?
No, I wasn't, because the issue of having pregnancy out of wedlock is a shame in the community where I came from and where also Amina come from.
Hawa was the first woman lawyer to come from Gombe State in Nigeria. As a Muslim who had grown up in similar circumstances to Amina, she felt uniquely placed to defend her.
So I gave her my business card. I said to her, if you want our help, this is my card. You can look for me and we wish you well and we have your back if you really need us. So I left.
10 days later,
there was a phone call. Somebody was saying his name is Musa. Then he gave somebody to be speaking to me, but it's a public phone in the market in Abuja. So she held the phone upside down. And the man was saying to her, no, turn the phone, turn the head. I was hearing. So I said, who is it? She said, my name is Amina. And after some time, I realized she's the one. She was sitting down in the market. She must have come with a public transport and didn't know what she was doing. Sat down in the market and was crying. I sent my driver, and the description Musa gave me was she was wearing a green hijab. And she is sitting next to the public phone in the market of Wuse, holding a white plastic bag. So that was the description, and Muhammad, my driver, went to pick her up. And then he brought her in. Yeah, so that was how I took up the case.
Amina, who was divorced and had 6 other children, told Hawa her story. She said she had been raped. Her death sentence had been handed down in a Sharia court. She was not the first woman in Nigeria to face such a punishment, but her case attracted huge international attention as it coincided with the country's attempts to host the Miss World beauty pageant. Several of the contestants considered boycotting the event entirely in support of Amina, including Miss United States, Rebecca Rebels.
The association in the United States and I decided that the best thing for us to do was to take a positive stance, and come over to Africa and support her.
Amina declined to comment on the Miss World boycott, telling journalists, after the case, I want to get married, to settle down and to have a normal life. Although it would bring problems for Hawa later, the global media outcry and support from people around the world helped to fund her legal fees. 6 months after her initial conviction, Amina's first appeal was heard. As they travelled to the court together, the two women formed a close bond.
On a bad road, it's about 9 hours drive from Abuja because the roads were horrific. So I had my second son who was 6 months. She had Wasila who was 7 months. And so I would leave my son with her. She breastfeed my son and vice versa. If she has to do something and I have the 2 children, I breastfeed them together.
Arriving in Katsina, the pair faced a hostile crowd.
Take her and stone her to death until she dies completely. The final words of the judge directed at a young woman sitting on the bench in front of him, holding a baby in her arms. The faithful in the courtroom shouted, Allahu Akbar, in unison. God is great. Outside, a crowd of young men repeated the phrase over and over, intent on jeering at a woman sentenced to die a horrible death.
The judge has spoken the minds of all Muslims. in this country. And I very much appreciate what he has, the verdict he has passed over this woman.
At that moment, Amina truly believed she was about to die, that the crowd was there to stone her.
The case highlighted tensions between Christians and Muslims in Nigeria.
So far, Sharia law has been introduced in 12 of Nigeria's 36 states, all in the north. At least three more people are facing execution, and other sentences include amputations and floggings, some already carried out. But for Nigeria as a whole, divided almost equally between Christians and Muslims, Sharia law is an inflammatory issue. 2 years ago in the city of Kaduna, it led to violent street riots that killed hundreds of people.
Hawa's own life became in jeopardy when she gave a radio interview saying she did not believe stoning to death was in the Quran.
The mullahs, the religious leaders in my country, started saying, you see, we say she's anti-Islam, she's anti-Sharia, she's been paid by the West to destroy Islam. So it was a very scary time.
Despite the pressures, Hawa was determined to save Amina's life, and she approached the religious leaders and asked for their guidance.
I told them I'm a foolish lawyer. I told them I'm a silly lawyer. That I think I am out there trying to help women and children, but I'm not getting it right. And I came to them because I needed their wisdom.
Her legal team also scoured Sharia teachings to find a legal loophole.
Because there are provisions within the Sharia which we use generously to argue the case.
They hit upon an unusual defence. Under some interpretations of Sharia, an embryo can be in gestation for up to 5 years, meaning that Amina's baby could, theoretically, have been fathered by her former husband.
And so we argue that maybe the embryo was sleeping.
On the 25th of September 2003, Amina and her lawyers gathered in the Court of Appeal to hear the verdict.
There was a little bit of ruffles end. We ended up in the courtroom. 5 judges came in.
All men?
All men, to deliver their judgment.
Relief swept through the courtroom when the panel of judges ruled 4-1 to overturn Amina's conviction.
But it was no time to celebrate because the entire concept of having a child out of wedlock is not an accepted thing. So it was a time for reflection.
Top of Howard's mind was the well-being of Wasilla, Amina's baby daughter.
I decided to adopt.
You adopted her?
Yes, I adopted Wasilla. It has lasted 20 plus years and it's growing stronger.
Hawa wrote a book about her experiences in the Sharia court. Far from dividing Nigeria further, she believes Amina's case united Muslims and Christians.
People begin to speak about hypocrisy. They will say, oh, those people that have been convicted are all powerless, they are poor, they are uneducated, and they are voiceless. That cannot be right.
Hawa Ibrahim has defended more than 150 cases involving women sentenced to death by stoning and children sentenced to amputation of limbs under Sharia law. She was speaking to me, Vicky Farncombe, for the Witness History podcast on the BBC World Service. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please check out our other programmes. Just search for BBC and Witness History.
From the brilliant and bizarre.
It was really surreal. It was a surreal kind of atmosphere there. You couldn't really see anybody.
To the shocking and unexpected.
I'm just wondering, what are we going to do now? This was really my worst fear. He found 100% horse meat that was labelled as beef.
Witness the stories that have shaped our world, told by the people who were there.
When he went to the factory, the poodle went in front of him. So the workers only knew, oh, the boss is here.
Many people had many things to lose by our victory. The future was not so bright.
Witness History.
We had a designer. He brought in a fully storyboarded idea about how the Queen would arrive by jumping out of a helicopter. And we all said, that's brilliant, but it's never going to happen.
Witness History at bbcworldservice.com/witnesshistory or wherever you get your podcasts.